From KCRW, it's Greater LA, the show that connects you to the people and places of Southern California. Hi, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Here at a farmer's market at Sycamore Junior High School in Anaheim, hundreds of people are lined up because everything here is free.
It is a community that has needs, a lot of needs, but also it is a community that it gets together to help each other.
Ellie Robles is a parent at Sycamore and a volunteer. She helps spread the word about the free farmers market and other school programs to parents and neighbors.
And also, if they come here and they need more food, we send them to different places because we have a lot of connections here.
Connections, because Sycamore is not your average middle school. It's a community school. That means families can go there to pick up free groceries or sign up for health care or take adult English classes. The idea behind it is simple, to help kids do better in school by meeting their basic needs and keeping their community healthy. This year, the state put $4 billion into revamping hundreds of California schools as community schools like this one. But will that big investment pay off? KCRW's Robin Estrin takes it from here.
At the center of every community school is someone like Araceli Huerta, who's buzzing around the farmer's market wearing a yellow vest and holding a clipboard.
I'm from the community. My mom's buried in the cemetery, like just right down the street, like 2 minutes away. My church is a couple blocks away. So Anaheim is my home. I love my town.
Huerta is the community school coordinator here. Her job is to figure out what families need.
Right now we're in the survey phase for our families, and that closes at the end of the month. And then we're going to move on to surveying our staff and our students. And
Huerta says that surveys offered in English, Spanish, and other languages are just step one in building trust with Sycamore's families. After learning what they're struggling with, she can find nonprofits and businesses that can meet their needs, like food. The monthly farmers market, for instance, is sponsored by Second Harvest Food Bank in Orange County. Workers arrive with huge pallets of groceries, eggs, fruit, vegetables, and distribute them outside Huerta's office, a small bungalow called the Community Resource Center.
We ordered food for 200 families, which is great because the last couple months we've been turning a lot of families away, which I hate doing.
With families across the state facing record inflation and an alarming number of young people struggling with their mental health, State Superintendent of Schools Tony Thurmond says educators today should address the needs of the whole child. Because it's not just the pandemic kids are recovering from.
They're recovering from the trauma of racism and acts of hate that we've seen, starting with the killing of George Floyd and the spike in hate against the Asian American and Pacific Islander community. And they're dealing with natural disasters, you know, disruption of every kind. Community schools is a critical resource for supporting the well-being of our students so that they can also be successful academically.
Community schools are not a new idea, right?
That's Marisa Saunders at the UCLA Center for Community Schooling. She says the idea has been in the U.S. for decades, and she points to a Rand Corporation study in New York City to show community schools work.
The evaluation found, as evidence of their effectiveness, positive impact on graduation rates, positive impact on credit accumulation for high school students, higher rates of on-time grade progression, higher attendance rates, reduction in disciplinary incidents.
The list goes on. And in California, experts also see community schools as an answer to an existential threat. Student enrollment in the state's public schools has declined steadily since 2014. They hope families more connected to a school will keep their kids enrolled there instead of leaving for charters or private school. So are community schools raising academic achievement and public school enrollment in California so far? Well, most of the schools just made the transition this year, so there's not a lot of data yet. And it's not clear when there will be. The state, which cut a $650 million check to districts in May, hasn't created metrics to measure success at community schools. Superintendent Thurmond says that's in the works.
We'd like to find ways to build out some California data that can be used to continue to tell the story of this work and the success that community schools provide. So stay tuned.
Let's head back to Sycamore, where administrators were so passionate about the model, they transitioned into a community school before they even got state funding. Hema Rodriguez teaches English learners here, and she's also the community school teacher lead. She says that since Sycamore's transition, kids are more collaborative and creative, and teachers are now using restorative justice practices in the classroom. But when it comes to measuring student success with grades or test scores?
Yeah, no test scores. And as a matter of fact, the presentations that students will be doing in May, when community partners will come, they will not be graded. It will be more of a just being happy with them, with everything they were able to produce.
I followed up. Why not look at test scores to see if the community school model is lifting them?
Why no test scores? Because we think that when we focus on the test scores, students tend to not perform as well as they can.
Rodriguez says that for English language learners in particular, tests can be intimidating.
We just want our students to know that they achieve great things. So we don't want to focus on test scores that might not make them feel or acknowledge the great work that they do.
And what about enrollment? Has that gone up at Sycamore?
It declined, but by very little.
That's school principal Nancy Cortez, who was out on the playground supervising a PE class when I caught up with her. She says numbers don't tell the whole story. For instance, she's noticed a lot more parents engaging with the school.
The parents almost see this as their second home. I don't remember somebody ever coming to us in the past saying like, oh, can you please help me fill out the paperwork for Medi-Cal or for, you know, a driver's license or a California ID. That never would happen at a school.
For Huerta, the community school's coordinator at Sycamore, that kind of story makes it clear the community school idea is working. Enrollment and test scores might improve over time, but Huerta says that's not the point. Her focus is turning the community school concept into a thriving Anaheim community. For KCRW, I'm Robin Estrin.
Coming up, the LA Auto Show is revving its motor. But these days, more and more motors are much quieter, like really quiet, as in electrically charged. But are those electric cars reliable? That's ahead on the other side of this.